In the name of the one true living God, amen. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and the gospel takes us to the very beginning of the gospel according to Mark. Mark's gospel, written sometime around 64-65 AD, is generally known to be the first gospel penned. This gospel is the one on which, with the help of a source named Q, the gospels of Matthew and Luke are based. John, in his own poetic way, tells the Jesus story and begins his gospel with, "In the beginning was the Word," while Matthew and Luke both tell us that they have written an account. Mark begins with a quick and firm proclamation that gets our attention. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Notice that there are no family tree histories or visitations by angels. There is no trek to Bethlehem or a baby lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. There are no shepherds or magi who followed a star. Instead, we are met with a strong pronouncement and immediately whisked out into the wilderness. Somewhere out there amid the desert, with blowing sands and heat, a few smatterings of shrubs, animals, and insects, there walked a man whose voice cried out in the din and in the stillness. His voice rose to announce to people who came from the countryside and the streets of Jerusalem and from far and wide that God had not forgotten them. For you see, the people of ancient Israel had been looking for God for a long time, and God had been looking for them. God's chosen people were hoping that God would hurry and come and alleviate their pain and suffering in the midst of exile and homelessness, that God would save them even in the midst of their unfaithfulness and selfishness. Even as they found the world as they knew it turned upside down, just as we find ourselves today in the midst of COVID. Oh, God's chosen ones hoped and prayed. They hoped and prayed. They hoped and prayed some more until God spoke through the prophets, and especially through the prophet Isaiah, these words. Comfort, O comfort my people. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and every hill be made low. Do not fear. There would be one to come and save them, and there would be another who would prepare his way. Centuries had passed since the prophet Isaiah foretold his coming. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And finally, to the strange figure shouting in the wilderness. People came from everywhere. And his name was John. Every day, John announced his presence and God's as he made his way along the banks of the Jordan River. There was no mistaking him from other men. He hardly appeared well-dressed or finely coiffed. He appeared like many of the prophets from of old, dressed only in camel's hair and with a leather belt tied around his waist. His diet consisted of locusts and honey. He held no teaching credentials or seminary training. He had no fine structures, no buildings, and no home, only the desert and the bank of the river. John proclaimed that someone was coming. Someone whose coming had been foretold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years earlier. And now the wait was over. It was now time to get right before God, to get woke, to get ready, to repent, to prepare his way, to turn their lives around so that they would not miss what God was about to do in the midst of them, so that the promised one would be able to walk a straight path into their hearts. This was indeed good news. To be sure, John made it clear that he himself was not the one. He was but the messenger who pointed the way. He said to them, "I am not the one that Israel has waited for. I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie his sandals." This John invites us to get ready in this season of hope and expectations and possibilities. He calls us from under the myriad of trappings and the distractions of commercialism and our sinfulness to the place where Jesus himself can enter into our hearts. He calls us from out of our fear and says, "Turn to God, for in God there is hope. There is comfort. There is peace." In these times, many folks in our world may wonder today, where is God? And how soon will God take away all this misery and disease and mess? Well, God is here, where God has always been. And God has not forgot. God is bringing down mountains and lifting up valleys. God is busy creating something new. And the Christ, the Anointed One, is already in our midst and will come again. And while we wait, we are not to stand by. We are to stay awoke and turned always to the one who saves us. We are to point the way as John did, not living in the Advent promises of the past, but of the here and now promises. For we too are God's messengers, meant to bring words of peace to the weary, the fearful, and the anxious, to those who are living in despair, to those who are alone, to those in need of comfort. We are meant to bring God's word of hope to all who have no hope. And yes, we are to share the good news, even in this upside down kind of world, and in this particular wilderness in which we find ourselves. We are to be as radical and wild and bold and bodacious as John in spreading the good news of God's love and of God's kingdom, inviting others to join this journey and to know about Jesus the Christ, so that they will come to know him for themselves. May we all be ready to greet him, our Redeemer, with joy at his coming. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.